Hey, y'all out there, this is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned, because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk a little bit of history. Next week, Deadpool 2 comes out. I have my tickets. I hope you do, too, because I know they were selling out pretty quickly. And to celebrate, all week we've been looking at Ryan Reynolds. He is just the bee's knees. You know, he's just a good guy and has a lot of fun. If you follow him on Twitter, you get to see all the cool that he does. And we've looked at, you know, some of his best movies. We've ranked his movies. We've looked at some dream projects. But today we're going to kind of just take a step back and really just look at Ryan himself, kind of go over his history and where he's from and everything. So his full name is Ryan Rodney Reynolds. Born to play superheroes. You know, my kid has a superhero name too, and I think it's awesome. He's born in Vancouver, British Columbia, up in Canada, and that was back in October 23rd, 1976, and his father was a food wholesaler, his mom was a retail person. His granddad was actually a member of, not Parliament, he, kind of what they have, like, the Senate and the House and stuff. He was a member of the Legislative Assembly of Alberta, and he was a social credit member from Stettler. Yeah, that's a mouthful. But, you know, Ryan is not one of those people that has the family, you know, the name to help push him along. And I think that's really neat that, you know, he's done this with his parents' support, but without, you know, mom and dad being in the business. He was raised Roman Catholic. He's the youngest of four brothers, which kind of explains his attitude. You know, the youngest kids usually are jokers and things. He went to Kitsilano Secondary School in Vancouver. Then he went to Kwajalein Polytech in Vancouver. Also, he dropped out of there. Two of his older brothers are actually policemen, and one's even a Royal Canadian Mountie. So you see him talk a lot about, you know, when he talks about Canada stuff, he obviously has really deep ties there, and it shows, you know, his whole family is there. But he started off about 1991, and a teen soap opera. Canada is filled with teen soap operas, if you didn't know that, in a show called Hillside that was shown in the States on Nickelodeon called 15. Because we're American, we like to change the names, make it ours. And then he was in the TV movie Sabrina the Teenage Witch with Melissa Joan Hart of Clarissa Explains It All. And then he would go on to do Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place that we talked about, which is my favorite. And little things here and there as well, both American and Canadian stuff, TV stuff. He was on The Outer Limits. And really, in 2005 is when he started to gain ground a lot. He was in Waiting, Just Friends, a couple years later, Indefinitely Maybe. But he's never been one of those people that's, as my grandmother would say, too big for his britches. He always would do guest stars and things. You know, he showed up on Scrubs. He showed up on My Boys for TBS. You've seen, you know, or supporting roles like in The Proposal, and well, I guess he's kind of one of the main people in that. But then he went through a time where he was just in everything. I mean, Blade Trinity, Amityville Horror, Smoking Aces, all of that. And this is really when he started talking about wanting to do superhero movies and how he has a love for superhero movies. We all know he loves Deadpool, and he's been pushing for this Deadpool movie since about 2004, 2005. And he also wanted to be Wally West, The Flash, which would have been delightful. you know, and the fact that, you know, he knows the difference between Barry and Wally and Jay and everybody, but he would be, from the pre-New 52, he'd be a perfect Wally West. Sad we're not going to get to see that. And he would get to ultimately be Deadpool in X-Men Origins Wolverine. Womp, womp. But, you know, we've seen that he's taken that in stride and had fun with it and everything. And then in 2010, he joined the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. So he's a member of the Academy. Handles, like, voting for the Oscars and everything like that. Next year, he would be in Green Lantern. Career low light. I don't want to say low point, but in the change up that we talked about, did some documentaries. He was also in Dark Horse's RIPD, The Voices, The Captive, Mississippi Grind, Woman in Gold. I mean, there's dozens of movies he's been in. He's a working actor in every sense of the word, which is really cool. And in Selfless, he played two different roles. That was back in 2015, so just a couple of years ago, and that was the first time he'd ever done that. And hey, the more Ryan Reynolds, the better, right? And finally, you know, 2016, Deadpool comes out. It's just blockbuster. I mean, it does so many big things and has fun with it. I think it's still the biggest R-rated film ever to go. And one of the biggest superhero films as well, which is saying something in the world, you know, where Infinity War has done, I don't know how many millions, billions of dollars at this point. Also, at Christmas in 2016, he got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And if you've listened to the show, you know kind of how we feel about Walk of Fame stuff. Like, it's cool, but shmeh. And then, yeah, he has a full slate ahead, stuff. Like, they're remaking Clue. He's going to be Detective Pikachu. All sorts of crazy things. It's really interesting. And he is very much a Renaissance man. You know, not only is he doing all of these different movies, but he wrote in the Huffington Post some stuff about wanting to run and wanting to be a runner in the New York City Marathon. So there's like two birds with one stone. He was People's Sexiest Man Alive in 2010. He just all sorts of stuff. A lot of people don't know, and I'm including like people that I thought would, but back in 2002, he was dating Alanis Morissette. They got engaged in 2004, and then in 2007, they split their ways. That's why we have the Alanis Morissette song at the end of the show this week. A lot, it's because people were asking me. And that's why. Her song Torch is actually written about him, but it's not as iconic and kind of sad. But then he dated Scarlett Johansson, the Black Widow herself, and they got engaged in 2008 and married later that year. But in 2010, they separated and filed for divorce, and it was final in 2011. The one good thing, I guess, to come out of Green Lantern was that's where he met his current wife, Blake Lively. And they got married back in 2012. They have two daughters, one born in 2014, one 2016. My kid was born in 2015, so, you know, maybe they have a future there. I don't know. But, like I said, Ryan is one of those, I would say, Hollywood treasures. Definitely a Canadian treasure. I hope the people of Canada realize what they have and appreciate him. I'm sure they do. If you're Canadian and listening, please let us know. You know, how much do you love Ryan Reynolds up there? Is it as much as we do? More? Just let us know. Anybody else that wants to talk, totally just drop us a line. Let us know what you think about Ryan. You can let us know here below. Comment on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. We're everywhere. Just look for The Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from everybody. Whatever platform you listen to us on, make sure to hit that little subscribe button. That way you get The Night Nerd, 5 times a week. You also get DC Animated Adventures every Tuesday and Thursday. And Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. Good things going on everywhere. Colby's really doing great with Derek on the sabbatical from Blah Blah. So good things going on. If you really like what you hear, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/TheNightNerd. There's great bonus content, behind the scenes, just all sorts of things there. So yeah, you should definitely go check that out. But that's going to be it for us today. If you need to talk to me not in those venues, email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I love hearing from everybody. I love talking to everybody. But like I said, that's it. I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time.